Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Hello, 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 hello. All right. I know it's been a while. This is Felicia. I know it's been a while, well, seemingly a while, since I've done a show. And I want you all to listen. I'm excited about tonight's show. You know, I've been waiting and anticipating, you know, tonight. And God, I hope this is a great show. I've been prayed earlier, that this would be just as amazing show as I would consider to, the last show to be. I want to say, as always, it never fails. I don't have much to say in the intro, but let me just say this. I do feel like, God wanted me to send a prayer for those of you who have been believing for your prophecies to come to pass. You've been with some, I feel like, because as I was praying earlier today, I mean, we're just getting right on in the show, aren't we? No real true introduction. But anyway, I'll get better at my introductions, y'all. But, I prayed earlier about the show, and I sense that God just want me to pray for those of you who have been believing for your words, your prophecy, the word of the Lord in your life to come to pass. I mean, many of you, I believe, have received prophecies, and you're waiting and you're waiting and you're waiting and you're waiting, just like me at times. You're waiting for your prophecies to come to pass. And for those of you who are, I extend my prayer to you, and I ask that if it's on God, then may God give you more patience to wait for it to come to pass. If it's on you, then may God give you the wisdom to see that, hey, this hasn't come to pass because of me. I have not done this, this, and this. And so we thank you, Father, for revelation, for insight, for knowledge and understanding. Thank you that you turned the light on for those of us who are believing you, and we're wondering, why has this not happened? Sometimes it's us. So thank you, Father, that you show us. I remember my pastor, he's gone home to be with the Lord, and he gave a, he would teach, show the house to the house, or show us. That there's a scripture in the Bible that says show the house to the house. And in other words, show us. Show me, Lord. Show me. Is it me, or am I still just in the waiting period where I need to wait on the Lord and learn a little bit more? Or is it my failure, the reason why this has not come to pass? Show me the reason why this has not happened. So I pray for you all who are still waiting for your prophecies to come to pass and they have not been fulfilled. May they be fulfilled in Jesus' name. May every prophecy that is true come to pass. May you walk in that, and don't be mad at God. Just seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. Go after the Lord. Go after the Lord and believe him for those things to come to pass. God is not a man that he shall lie. I just got a prophecy that came to pass this week. Actually, and I'm wondering, I'm trying to figure God out. It happened multiple times, not one time. It happened twice. And it was a prophecy that Prophet Randy gave me a year and a half, I think it was a year and a half ago maybe. And it just, it came to pass last year. And then it's like it was a repeat. It increased. It came to pass another part of that. It's like the prophecy redid itself, however you would say that. Like it came to pass last year, and then the same thing happened again this year. You're still believing God for something to come to pass. Seek the Lord And I'm gonna tell you, and I'm gonna say this, and then I'll move on, and I'll start taking calls. You know, had I not acted out and done what I was supposed to do on my part, that prophecy would have faltered. And not because it was the wrong prophecy. It was a good prophecy. It was a true prophecy. In other words, is what I'm trying to say. Excuse me, if I can choose my words correctly. And help me, y'all. Just be patient with me. My articulation is going to get better. It's just sometimes I get nervous, and when I get nervous, I can't articulate the way that I want to. But I just want you all to know that had I not done my part on that prophecy, it would not have come to pass. It would have just been a word that Prophet Randy gave me, and nothing happened. It wasn't because Prophet Randy gave me the wrong word. It was because I didn't do my part of the prophecy. And when I did my part, boom, it happened. And guess what? It happened again. And I'm to the point, I'm like, well, Jesus, is it going to happen again? So thank you, Father, for bringing that to pass in my life that I can share with you all. And so for those of you all who are still believing, continue to seek the Lord. And prophecy is wonderful and it's good and it's great, but also seek the Lord for yourself to see, God, what, you know, is it me or am I still, you're still trying to teach me about patience? Is there still a lesson I need to learn? Or is it just me? I need to step out and do something further. So, you know, for those of you who are still believing for your words to come to pass, ask God about that. Go to the Lord about that. Okay, just please do that. Well, I'll save the rest of what I have to say for another time. Just to do that. I just wanted to share that with you all real quick, if I could. And if nothing, please don't take it to heart. Don't be negative about it. Just say, well, Lord, let me just really go back and see, have I missed this in a particular area? Because I'm telling you all, PGN family, had I not acted out, it would have just been a word that was just a word. It never happened. It never came to pass. Nothing happened. Why? Because I did not keep my end of that or did not do my part, even though, because that actually the prophecy is something that I was, you know, I needed that word. I was believing God for that, and then it came through the prophecy, and then I acted out, and it didn't happen. So I'll leave that right there. I hope that kind of makes sense, or, you know, it helps you all in some kind of a way. And, y'all, just be patient with me. I'm going to be able to communicate a little bit better as time go on. I just sometimes, you know, every now and then I kind of get a little nervous, and so the words don't come out the way that I want them to come out. But anyway, we'll carry on with the show. I hope that helped or blessed somebody. It ain't got to bless everybody. Just somebody. Okay? All right. And so you all know how I do. I get right on into the show. First of all, let me just say this. You know, thank you again for calling in and allowing Felicia to pray for you, allowing me to agree with you, trusting that I have something that you can receive and benefit from. There's something that you can go back to the Lord with. Thank you so much for that. You all, I, when I click onto the show and I see people are waiting, that you don't know what that does. It helps me. So thank you so much for that. Appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you so much. When I look at this call log and see the people that are waiting, thank you so much. And thank you for putting your hands up. Nobody's just, you know, you're not just listening, but you want me to pray with you and believe with you. So thank you for that. I think that's about it. I think that's all I have to say right now. But as I said, be patient with me. I'll be able to communicate some things better later on as time go on if I'm able to do more shows in the future. So I tried, y'all, but I'll be better next time, okay? I believe I will be better next time. All right, so let's get into the show. Here we go, okay? And again, if you're listening, Prophet Randy, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I thank you and your lovely wife. Thank you. Thank you so much. All right. All right. So I'm going to take our first caller here. Let's see. Okay. I have it's just a 111. 111? Who am I speaking with and where you're calling from?
Hello. Hi. How are you?
Hi. I think I'm doing okay. I I'm doing okay. Thank
okay,
you for asking.
This is Barbara from Texas. God bless you.
Barbara. Barbara from Texas, let's pray for you. All right. Hey, I'm going to put you on mute, Barbara. I'm going to pray for you, okay? And then we'll mute you back in, or unmute you back in. Excuse me. Sorry about that. And then let you, if there's anything you want to pray for, we will. All right. So, Father, we bless you. Let me, hold on. Did I do it? Did I put you on mute, Barbara? Just a second, Barbara. Hold on. I want to make sure I got it correct. Okay, so we pray for you and then let you come back in. So we thank you, Father. We bless you, Father, for Barbara. Hallelujah. Barbara Mandoraba. Thank you, Father. We bless you for Barbara. Barbara Kingley. I heard the word Kingley when the moment that I hit the mute button, I heard the word Kingley and I heard the word, you know, you're one of the ones. You're ready for it to happen. You're one of the ones. You're ready for it to happen. Kingley, king, a kingly lifestyle be for you. Kingly, you say, well, I'm a queen, but kingly is something different. Somehow it's something even more greater. A kingly can be for both male, female, kingly. The utmost. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you for Barbara. Kingly, Barbara. I got the word kingly for you. Kingly. Kingly, God, we thank you, God. The lifestyle, your lifestyle is I feel like God is saying your lifestyle is about to change. Your lifestyle is about to change. Kingly, the utmost. Kingly. Your lifestyle is about to change. I feel like, and I sense that you're one of the ones who you've been waiting and you've been waiting. And you, Jesus, come. Hey, come on. When, Lord, when? Now is the time, Lord. Let it be now. Now. Kingly, I feel like what I'm going to say, this is what I get. I sense, Barbara, that your lifestyle is about to change. Jesus. In the name of Jesus, expect for 2023 to be better than all the past years. In the name of, expect it. Now you got to expect it, believe it, speak it, say it. Expect for the next year upcoming to be the best, to be the utmost, be best. Kingly, prepare for a kingly lifestyle. It be unto you. Iko mando boshede. Hallelujah. I'm going to let you come on in here, Barbara. Here we go. There you go. Can you hear me?
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Hey.
Hallelujah. Woo, glory. Believe it. Receive it. I achieve it in Jesus' mighty name. Glory. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Thank you, Jesus. I receive it. Oh, my God. I've been waiting and waiting to testify. But I just want to thank you. I think PGN, I think every one of you guys, God has been so good. He said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And
hey.
I said, okay, Lord, thank you not just for the joy, for the victory, but thank you for the happiness, the permanent smile. And that's what I've been talking and telling myself and prophesying and saying over and over, telling the Lord, I'm just so ready, just ready to just, like Carmen and the young man that was working with her, he saw the race cars, he saw the flag go down, like, ready. You know, it's kind of like when I race, you know, you're always racing and you drive fast because you know you've already won. And people would come to me, the young men would come to me and ask, how do you always win? What are you doing? What's your secret? I said, if I told you, then I couldn't win. So,
yeah.
You know, and I said, but just trust God. Just believe God. And when you said achieve it, receive it, you know, that's what it is.
Hmm.
It's the word.
Hmm.
You're walking on a different level of promotion. And when God takes you
there
through
you
so many things, and then no matter what the enemy say and how they come against and how they talk, it's not even about that. It's about keep smiling, keep doing what God tell you to do, because holiness is right. I mean, I don't know any way to break it down to anybody, you know, to get the things of God. Well, you know, you don't have to. I said, it's not even about that either. It's just the obedience and believing. And trust him with those gifts. God gives not just spiritual gifts, but natural gifts. And so that's what I'm just thanking God for you guys. You know, I'm thanking God for you, you know, to act upon it, to say it, you know. And then we can bring others with us, you know, not just me, myself, and I, but bringing others along with us. But you know what I'm saying? So I'm just grateful.
Yes.
I'm just grateful.
Amen.
You know, because I could go on and on and on with it, but,
yes,
you know.
Absolutely. And, you know, we love you. You know, we love you. And I love your voice. I love your voice.
I love you, too.
Hallelujah. I love your voice.
Hallelujah.
I want you to do this. You get your notepad and pen, and you begin to document. You begin to document. You get your notepad and pen. You document this day to this time next year. You write it down. You hear me? You notepad.
I will.
Notepad.
I
promise you. Today until this time next year, see where you are. In Jesus' name. Peter,
in Jesus'
Michael
name.
Osha, the blessings
Thank
of God
you,
be
Jesus.
Upon you. The blessings, the favor. May the favor come in and blow your life out the footworks in Jesus' name. You get your pad and you get your notepad and you get your pen, your pad and your pen, and you from this day forth, you document. You document where you are today as until this time next year, and you come back and you speak. Now, of course, you can come back anytime. We'll continue to pray with you because life is always going to happen. Life will be lightened. Life will still happen, but from this day until this time next year, document, and we'll see.
That's true. Amen.
What the
I will.
Lord
Thank
has
you.
Done. I believe
Hallelujah.
Your lifestyle has changed. And will
Thank
change, and
you
will see. I believe that in Jesus' name. May it be so. May it be so. May it be so. Lord, may I never give a word of the Lord, a word that I believe is. May I never give a word that falters to the ground. In Jesus' name, may you see. May you see, not just see your lifestyle. Write it down. Write it down. Write it from this day until the next. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father. We bless you. Show her, God. Show her. Walk her through it. Lead her and guide her. Favor be unto you. Everywhere you go, the favor of God hog tie you down. In Jesus'
Thank you, Jesus.
Name. Amen.
Thank you, Father. God, amen. Love you. I'll let you go to the next caller. Love you.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Love you, God.
Have a good night. Amen.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Okay. We're going to move on to our next caller here. Okay. I'm going to, and I think I have quite a few calls. Okay. Well, maybe. Okay. I don't know if I have quite a few. Okay. So I'm going to try to go as fast as I can, you all, to get to everybody because I wasn't going to do a long. Oh, okay. I probably should be able to get to everybody. Okay. So here we go. I'm going to move to the next caller. I have a 202-722. Who am I speaking with? Where you're calling from, please?
Hi, Felicia. Thank you for taking my call. This is Nicole from Washington, D.C.
Hey, she know I like her.
Praise God. I receive it. I receive it. Thank you.
She know I like. Hallelujah. I want to put you on mute, Father. We bless you. I thought about you earlier today, Nicole. Hallelujah. I was in prayer. I said, God, do I pray for Nicole right before the show, or do I wait and see? Hopefully, maybe she'll call and we can pray for her then. So, hallelujah. I want to put you on mute, Nicole. Let me see. Did I mute you? I did. No, yay. I can't see. Hold on, Nicole. Just a second. All right. Okay, so, Father, we bless you for Nicole. Let me write this number down so I don't forget. And mess around and answer the wrong call or answer the wrong person. I'm good for that. Well, anyway, Father, we bless you and we thank you, Father. We thank you for Nicole. I thought about Nicole earlier today. Father, we thank you. Just bless you. Hallelujah. Nicole, the Lord is pleased with you. The Lord is pleased with you, Nicole. We bless you, Father. The Lord is pleased with you. He just smiled. He smiled upon you. Heaven, a heavenly place. Heavenly. May you live the life of Jesus. When Jesus said, I came that you would not just have life, which most, we all got life, but the abundance, that's where your life is. Your life is in that word abundance. The rest of your life, Nicole, when he said, I came that you would have life, okay, so we got life, but then he said more abundantly. The abundantly, that's where your life is. Life is still going to happen. But for you personally, the abundance, that abundant, that's you, that's where your life is, abundant. Everything you want. And there's going to be some things, there's some questions that you'll have for God. He's going to answer those questions. And it's going to be deep. God's going to give you some deep stuff. You know a lot of stuff, but God's going to give you some deep stuff. Some deep stuff. Everything that you need will always be supplied. Everything that you need, you're just favored in that way. Everything that you need will always be supplied. Everything that you need. You won't ever go without your needs being met. You just won't. You just won't. Jesus. A relationship. God is calling you to such a deep place. God is going to go beyond your knowledge, Nicole. You know a lot of things. He's going to go beyond your knowledge, the deep things, some deep things, personal things. Deep, 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 deep. Mando bashiri. Deep. In everything. Just deep. Even when it comes to other people, just deep things that are going to be beyond most people's understanding of God. You're going to see God from a whole nother side, a side that you never saw before, a side that never even occurred to you. You never even thought about this side. This, you didn't even know this side of God existed. Look for that. For whatever reason, God, you're just special. You are, and you are. And you live in that. You walk in that. You receive that. You be confident in that. Not that you're better, but you know. As they say, you're cut from a different cloth. What do you want? What more do you want? What do you want? That's it. Okay. I'm gonna give you that. Okay. What else? Okay. What else? Okay. Everything. Close your eyes and imagine everything that you want. Everything. Everything. Mandora bakaris. Even when things aren't good, still everything that you want. Everything. I'm going to unmute you, Nicole. All right. There you go. Okay, can you hear me good? There you go, Nicole.
I can't hear you. Praise God. Wow, that's a lot to take in. Hallelujah. I receive it. I'm so grateful. I love when you come on to minister to me and PGN friends and family. Hallelujah. I'm going to go back. Yeah. I'm meditating on the word of the Lord now, but I'm going to go back and listen again to what God gave you for me. I think that's wonderful to listen to the prophecies over and over. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. I don't even know what all that was, but you'll go back and you'll hear it because, you know, you just get caught up in this. Listen, you just prophesy. You speak what you're getting from the Lord. So thank you, Nicole. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Felicia. I will be listening. We love you. Thank you for your ministry.
Thank you. I love y'all too. Thank you so much. All right. Okay. If that's it, then Nicole, I want you to have a good night, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let's see here. Okay. I'm going to move on. Okay, there we go. I got it. I think I'm doing okay, y'all. She's only taking two calls, and she thinks she's doing okay. Okay, Felicia. All right, here I go. Okay, so we're going to move on to the next caller that I have. It's going to be a 903-918. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from, please?
This is Michelle from Texas.
Michelle from Texas. Let's see here. Michelle. All right, Michelle from Texas. Let me go ahead and put you on mute and pray for you, Michelle, and then let you come back in. You got any requests, Michelle? We will pray for you with concerning that. So, Father, we bless you. I thank you, God. Mando Raba Carita. I don't know something about an ice cream shop. Ice cream shop. Father, whatever that means to her, we bless you, God. Not for sure what that means, Father. You let if it means anything to her, Father, you let her know exactly why that is, you know, what it is about that that you brought to my attention tonight. Something about an ice cream shop, maybe business. Father, we bless you for Michelle. We bless you, God. Michelle, are you to be a businesswoman? You going into business? Something about an ice cream. I got an ice cream cone, ice cream shop. We bless you, Father, for that. We thank you, God. God is a good God. God, you will supply all of what she needs, everything that she needs to get things going. We thank you, God. You are a God who will lead her, guide her, direct her. Michelle, God will guide you. He will guide you. You don't have to listen. God will guide you. He will show you. You ain't even got to bow your head. You close your eyes or whatever you want to do. You focus on the Lord. God will guide you, Michelle. He will take you there. The place that you're trying to go, God will take you directly there. He will take you there. You believe. You pray. You ask him for it. And then you go forth and you step out and you believe. You walk into it. You walk into it. God is with you. He's wanting you to step out, Michelle. For some reason, you're not stepping out. You're not stepping out. You step out. You step out. You step out. That's the only way you're going to know that God is with you and for you in terms of what you're believing him for. You can hear God and still not obey. Why would you do that? You can hear God and still not obey. Don't be one of those people. God is with you, Michelle. God is with you. Step out and do, and do, and do. What is God telling you? Do. What do you feel like? And since God is, do, and do. And you're going to see the hand of God, and you're going to know this is God. That's how it's when you do. But if you're just talking about it, no, that's not it. You got to do. You got to do. I'm going to unmute you here, Michelle, real quick. I said, I think it was 903. All right, and I'll let you come on in. And if you need prayer for anything, we'll pray for it. Hallelujah.
About what you just said, I believe it's a move, you know, at the time, I was wanting to know that for sure that it was God and not me. What you're talking about, stepping out?
Yes.
I believe that's what it is.
Wow.
If it's not, if it's something else, I pray that he, you know, shows me what it is. But that's what, you know, I think.
Oh, yeah. You do. If that's speaking to you, you let that speak. And the ice cream thing, I'm not for sure what I just saw the ice cream. I'm not for sure if that's a business that you're going to tap into or if that's some person who's already has an ice cream business that they're going to teach you and show you and guide you. I'm not for sure, but you keep that before you. It's something about an ice cream. I saw ice cream and I saw a ice cream. What do you think? Like if you're walking down the street, you're walking down a stroll and they have an ice cream, like a little ice cream buggy on the side. They're selling ice cream. That's what I saw.
Amen.
So, you know, yeah, you step out. You do what he's telling you to do. I can't tell you what to do because I'm not you, but I can tell you if God is saying it. You can sense it. You can kind of sense this is it. Then you do what he's telling you to do, and you'll see the Lord's hand. You'll see God. That's no way. How can he fail you? He can't lie. He can't fail you. You be smart. I always tell people, you be smart. You get wisdom, and then you do what you believe God is telling you to do. And if it falters, then, okay, well, maybe I didn't hear from God correctly like I thought I did. That's okay. But you got to do something. So you can't just sit and just, ponder. You do something. It could be anything. Whatever God you feel like God, it could be anything that God, it can be something small that could lead to something big. So you do what you feel, you sense that God is telling you to do. He won't dismiss that. He won't lead you wrong.
Amen. And what you said about the prophecy, that we have to do our part?
Yes. Oh, good. Oh, yes.
Yeah. That really came home to me. I really need to hear that tonight.
Yes.
Oh, man. Praise God.
The Bible says we are workers together with God. I think that's, what is it, Hebrews? I'm not for sure, but it's in the New Testament. We are workers together with God. Okay?
Yeah.
So you remember that.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that. God gave you the word. He told you what to do. Now you do it. If you don't do it, he did his part, but you didn't do your part. You do it.
Right. Yeah.
And then if you don't do your part, then you say, well, that was a fake prophecy. No, it wasn't. You just didn't do your part.
Mm-mm. I just didn't do my part. That's it.
There you go. You got it. I'm telling you, God's going to show big for you, girl, because God is going to prove to you that I am God. I am the Lord. It is me that have told you to do this. You're going to see God is going to prove to you that it is I am he. I am the one. It is me, saith the Lord. You're going to see God will prove to you. He's not going to call you out there and then you get no results. Well, God, you told me. No, if he told you, you watch and see the results. In Jesus' name, may it be so, God. Lead her. Let her know this is the voice of God. Let her know this is not the voice of God. Let her know this is me. This is not God. Let her know, give her the distinction that she knows, she can sense this is God, this is not God. Give her the discernment. May you discern. This is the voice of God. This is where God is taking it. God is going to show up and show up strong. You're going to be able to testify. You're going to dance and prance and everything else. God is bad, girl. Let him show up in your life. Okay?
Okay, yes. Amen.
Do it.
Praise God. Yes.
All right. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate you. God bless you. You have a good night.
Okay, yeah. I will. Thank you. All right. Okay, bye-bye. Okay, we're going to move on. All right, we're getting on down. Getting on. Move on down. Move on down. Move on down the road. I'm going to get it right one day, y'all. All right, next caller. 682-738. Who am I speaking with and where you calling from, please?
Blessing. This is LaShawn from Texas.
Hey, LaShawn from Texas. All right. Okay, LaShawn, let me pray for you real quick, and then I'm going to mute you.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Okay. Praise the Lord for you. Mando Reba Carissa. Father, we bless you. We thank you, God. God is ready to move for you. Mando Reba, God is ready to move for you, LaShawn. God is ready to move for you, to move for you, to move for you. Now, he's requiring more of you. There's going to be a little bit. God is requiring a little bit more of you, but he's ready to move. He's ready to move for you, ready to move more. I mean, you know what? You know what I'm sensing, LaShawn? There's some stuff that can't even be prophesied that's going to be for you. Matoraba. There's some stuff, and I sense it's going to be in 2023. There's some stuff that can't even be prophesied. You've reached that point. There's some stuff for you that can't even be prophesied. You're going to have to just experience it. I don't know what it is. I can't prophesy. No, but there's some stuff that God is wanting to move you into that can't even be prophesied. Don't know if that's a personal thing, an individual thing, personally, by yourself, but this thing can't even be prophesied. Mando Rabba Carissa. Jesus. God, I was about to say, God, do that for me, but I don't know, girl. That kind of scared me a little bit. Wait a minute. Hold up. Before I ask God to do that for me, never mind. Just get that for LaShawn. Get that to LaShawn. Just get back to her, because, yeah. Father, we bless you and we thank you for that. This thing can't even be prophesied. It can't even be prophesied. But God is going to require more from you. He's requiring more from you, your service. He's requiring more from you. He's requiring more. I feel like it's such a wonderful thing that God, that this personal place that God is bringing you to. There's no words for it. And just because I know you, Lashun, I pray for your children. Just because I pray for your children. And I hear a little dog barking. I don't, whatever that is. I pray. Your children, Oaks, O-A-K-S is what I got. I don't know if that's for both of them or if that's just for your son. I think it's for your son. O-A-K-S. That's for your son. It's for your son. I believe it's for your son. That's why I heard the dog. It's for your son. O-A, your son is going O-A-K-S. O-A-K-S. Oak. For your son. Yeah, is that an oak? Oak for your son. Father, we thank you. We bless you that you are making him into that oak tree. That, wow, hold on, Sean. Let me look up oak. Oak. You know what? It may be for both of your children. Oak, because it has an S at the end, oak. But let me look this up, Lashun. Hold on just a second. Let me look up this here real quick. And thank you, Prophet Randy, for teaching us how to do this. In terms of just, we be thinking we so deep that we can't go look it up on the dictionary. So thank you, Prophet Randy, for teaching us to do this. Let's see here. A tree that bears acorns. I knew it. I knew it was a tree, but just big, bigger than everybody else. Big, bigger than everybody else. Just influential. I believe that's influential. You'll see. I don't know. You know what? Maybe your Matoraba. I think your son may be at some point in life become a minister. I see a pulpit. So, Father, we bless you. We bless you. God, thank you. I receive in Jesus' name. I receive that for her. Now, Father, we bless the baby girl. We bless her. We bless the girl. She'll be important too. She'll be important too. I'm going to unmute you, let you in here, and let you come on in, and then we'll pray for anything that you want to pray for. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah. All right. Thank you. First of all, I want to tell you, you're doing a great job. You don't have anything to worry about. You know, I used to struggle by saying certain words. And
yes.
I used to have a hard time saying certain words, even when I read the Bible. They're just the pronunciation. I was never too great with pronouncing words, but I can read it, but not pronouncing and, trying to explain it on a certain level. You know, when you in corporate, they expect for you to explain things on certain level. And I'm telling you, the last job I had, they thought they was holding me back because they was like, well, you write like you sound, and we need you to go take this class, and I'll take those classes, and they still would not promote me. So I'm just telling you, I understand exactly what you're saying, and you don't have to apologize or explaining yourself because I've been through that. So just keep doing. You're doing an awesome job, a great job. So I want to share that with you.
You're going to make me cry. Well, you know, I'm already. Thank you.
I went through the same thing, and a lot of people judge me just because of my language, how I talk. I'm telling you, I don't want to take too much of your time, but some things people will say, I don't understand what you're saying. It's going to be hard for you to minister. I was told it was going to be hard for me to minister to certain people because of my language. Don't take that. You're doing a great job. God called you to who he's going to assign you to. Don't try to make it more. Be led by the Holy Spirit. And I just want to tell you that.
Oh, wow. Nobody's ever. You. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah. God, and he's proud of you. He, look at Moses. Moses was studying. You know, we all.
Oh, yeah.
We're not gonna be sounding like the professional, you know, and God know who you are. He looks at your heart. So don't beat yourself up on that.
Mm. Oh God. I want to
encourage you with that. And I tell you, my God, I laughed. I was laughing because I was invited to do this Facebook Live on somebody's platform. And, I mean, the Holy Spirit speaking. And I heard they're not going to be able to prophesy to you. They're not. And I'm not telling Erica, but I heard that. I'm telling you, I can send you the live. I can send you the live. And I heard these people is not going to be able to prophesy. And I was like, no, is something wrong with me? Because I started noticing that lately. And he revealed to me last week they're not going to be able to prophesy, and God is hiring certain things. So that was just confirmation. And then you tell me, I want it for myself. Then you tell me, nah, let that be. I'm kind of scared. I laughed, but no, that's confirmation. That's confirmation. I was like, well, what's going on? Why I'm not getting nothing, you know? But that's what I heard. Some things God got to hide, you know. But yeah, I heard that. So that was just confirmation. And we not, I'm not saying, trust me, y'all. I'm like, what's going on? And I will pay attention. And he, you know, the Spirit revealed it. He revealed exactly what you said. And I'm like, wow, I'm not going to speak. And sometimes God does that to protect us.
Yeah.
So. So that's confirmation.
Hmm.
And I just, and plus, you know, he's, it's like, it's so much going on, but I feel like God is doing a transformation position. And just what you say, just confirmation, he's requiring more. And he's telling me, where you at? You did not grow. What you doing? You know, the ministry that you did for the last couple of years, you did not grow. It's time for you to move to another level. It's time for you to transition. I'm transitioning you to something else. Require more. So that's just confirmation.
Mm. And I hear the Lord. The Lord is saying, mm-hmm. also to tell you, and I'm sorry to cut you off. Listen, I don't know what this is, LaShawn. Let me just give you this, and I'll let you continue on. The money is coming. The money is coming. Money is coming. Money, 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 money. Money, 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 money. Money unto you. Money unto you. As I close my eyes, I believe I hear the Lord. Money is coming unto you. Money is coming.
Amen.
Money is coming. In Jesus' name, I'll let you continue.
Amen. No, I didn't want to cut you off. You know, I tell people, don't look at your situation because, like I said, when you go through that transition, it's not going to feel good.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to feel good. Sometimes God got to shut some doors in order for us to move from one place that we outgrown. And that's what I'm doing right now, moving from this place. You know, I've been moving this weekend. And he's
okay.
Moving me from this place. And I believe, you know, and I was going to tell you, pray for my son, because for temporary, I'm going to move with him. And so
mm-hmm.
I was going to say, well, you know, I'm going to ask you to pray for him and pray for, you know, both of us. But I know God, I have peace about it, peace about it. God knows what he's doing. Now, do I
yes.
want to go stay with my son? No, but God knows what he's doing. And you're right, he is called to ministry. He's
oh.
God told me to be in the pulpit. He don't know it yet.
Oh.
That's why he go on so many attacks. But I did tell him, you called the ministry now.
Yes, you let him hear this. Young man, you are called.
I am.
Young man, you get it together. You get it together. You get it together. yes, the money is coming. I'm telling you, the money is coming. Money is coming to you. Money is coming
mm-hmm.
to you. Hallelujah, Father. And I even see
mm-hmm.
your son giving a testimony of whatever. I don't know what the testimony will be, but he's gonna tell his congregation this. And he's gonna be telling his congregation all kinds of stories and this and that. And even this moment, even now, he's gonna tell his congregation, yeah. And my mom, she did this, and she called in and they prayed for me. He's gonna be testifying about even this moment. He's gonna be speaking to his congregation.
I Eli,
Manda,
I believe he's going to be a lot of stories about his mom. How God
brought me through. Yes, he's going to be testifying. He's going to be talking about you in his messages. He's going to be talking, yeah, and my mama and yada and everything, my mama, and that he's going to be talking about you. You watch and see.
Yes.
You watch and see. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Oh, thank you so much. But you didn't hear it all. I was going to ask you to pray for my son and daughter and the grandkids and us to continue to be strong in the Lord. And, you know, I just believe there's something new. It's something new.
Yes. You prepare for that. You put in the work. You go before the Lord and you pray about that. You pray for that. You watch and see it happen. You don't have to beg, but you speak in tongues. You let them tongues get on it.
Mm-hmm.
And you pray. You pray in the Holy Ghost for things that you know not. We know not what this, we know not why this prophecy can't be prophesied. We know not why this thing can't be prophesied. We know not. You pray
mm-hmm.
about it. For things that we know not, the Bible says, things that we know not what to pray for as we ought. The Holy Ghost will do it.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
You expect this something big and wonderful, but it's also something very personal, very personal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably why it can't be prophesied. This is something that's very personal. You watch. It's going to be personal. Very personal.
Mm-hmm.
So we thank you, Father, for that. God is a good God. Loves you so much. Girl, thank you. And God loves you even for encouraging me. I love you for encouraging me. So thank you so much. You don't know. That blessed me because I do have my moments where I'm, so thank you so much. So I appreciate you. And you do good too. So thank you. You do very good. Thank you.
We give him the glory. We supposed to lift each other up, you know, hold each other hands. You know, that's what we supposed to do. Just like when Moses, he had his hand up, but he was getting tired, but he had two. Long as he kept his hand up, they was holding his hand. They was winning the war. When his hand came down, they was losing. So we all the body, you know, we one body. And sometimes I was like, Lord, what's wrong with the people? But God knows. He knows. He knows our heart. So
God is with you.
Thank
you
so much.
God,
yeah, thank you so much. I don't want to hold you up and take too long because I know you have a lot of people. But take your time. Take your time. You're doing just fine.
Thank you so much, Bishop. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right.
Well, we'll talk again. So have
yes,
a blessed night and a blessed week.
Okay, I will. I receive that. Thank you.
All right.
All right. Okay. All right. We're going to go to the next caller here. Thank you all so much for being patient. I have a 910-709. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from, please?
Hi, Felicia. This is Sylvia from North Carolina.
Hello, Sylvia from NC. Hello, Sylvia from NC, from North Carolina. Let me put you on mute and pray for you. Hallelujah. Oh, just a second. Oh, Lord. Okay. There we go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Sylvia, for calling in. Father, we bless you for Sylvia. We bless you. Thank you, God, that Sylvia is all. I always have a, Sylvia is the love. It's love. Sylvia, love. God loves you. Love, love, love. God is love. He's going to surround you with such love. Just love, 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 love. Thank you, God, that you surround her. The love of God. The love of God be upon you. Not that he ever stopped, but sometimes we have to experience it in another way. You know that God loves you, but to experience that on is a different whole. It's a different thing. You'll experience the love of God. May you experience it. Yes, we know it. Yes, God, he died for us. Yes, Jesus died for us. Yes, we know it. We got that part. That's knowledgeable, or knowledgeable, whichever way. But to actually feel that experience that is different. And so may you experience the love of God. You're going to experience it, just the sweetness of God, the sweetness. May you, the sweetness of God, the sweetness in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The sweetness. God kiss you. God kiss you, sister. God kiss you. And you feel the kiss, the smack of God. Smackalicious. The sweetness of God. The sweetness of God. I'm going to meet you here, Sylvia, and I'll let you come on in.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
That was a good word. I have a rough day today.
Oh.
Yes, I stayed up so that I could call in. But I thank God for that word.
Yes. Good. That's good. Good.
I wanted to if you could pray for me for school. The Lord had me go to school, and I started last week, but I'm just transitioning and, you know, having a little overwhelmed, but I know it's going to be okay because he's called me to it.
Yes, of course. Hallelujah. Yes, Father, we bless the Lord for that. Thank you, God, first of all, for school. We thank you for, increasing our knowledge, giving us the ability to learn more, to know more. And then, Father, as she has requested, we ask you for the grace. Give Sylvia the grace to do, to learn, to know, to remember, to apply, to grasp, to comprehend, to understand, to perceive. Give her the grace, God, of to complete, to bring that thing to completion. Give her the grace, according to your word, grace for grace, God. Give her you gave her the grace to start. Give her the grace to complete it, to finish. To finish, God. Top tier, to finish. Cause her to surprise her own self. I believe God's going to cause you to surprise your own self. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Glory be to God. Thank you.
Thank you.
You have a great night, and thank you for praying.
Yes, you too. Thank you so much, Vivian. You too.
All right.
All right. Okay, okay, all right, here we go. I'm going to move on to the next caller here that I have. We're getting it on down. I think we're going to have be able to get to everybody tonight. All right, so I have a 734-672. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from, please?
Hi, this is Jennifer from Michigan.
Jennifer from Michigan. All righty, Jennifer, let me put you on mute and pray for you, okay? And then I'll unmute you right
okay.
on back in. All righty, Father, we bless you, God. We thank you for Jennifer. Jennifer, the host of something, the host of something, the host of the presence of God. Mato, Jennifer, the host of something, God, the host of the presence of God, the host of the presence of God. Hosting the presence of God. To where, Jennifer, healing, to where, you know, you carrying the presence of God to a degree that people around you, not you, I don't know if you need, I'm not talking about you, whether you need it or not. I'm talking about the people around you. Hosting the presence of God to where wherever you go, when somebody say, can you pray for me to be healed? You lay your hands, they're healed. I don't know if that would be a healing ministry for you, but people being healed just because you quickly laid your hands, prayed real quick, and went on about your life. It's not even I got to stay and pray and labor in prayer and just, no, you quickly, you pray for them, you move on, they become healed, you hear about it later on in life. The gift of healing be upon you. The gift of healing. I don't know what you need. I'm talking about the people around you, Jennifer. You watch, hosting the presence of God, healing people, and then going about your life because you'll recognize I didn't heal them. That was the Lord that healed them. So you don't have to stay around and hang around these people for a long period of time and see what happens. No, you pray for them. You lay your hands real quick. You pray for this, and then you move on. And then you'll hear about all the healings later on. You don't have to linger around because you have to recognize, or you will recognize, you'll remember, this is the Lord's doing, not mine. You didn't heal them. God did, because you are hosting the presence of God. Miracles be to you, Jennifer. Miracles. Miracles of healing. And then after that, more miracles of other things. Healing miracles and then other miracles. Anything. It doesn't just stop at bodies being healed. It moves beyond that. You go past that. Yes, people get healed and they're made whole, and then you move past that, and then other things, you move into other miracles, and then you look back and see all the people that have been healed, made whole, transformed as a result of you just simply praying, because you have hosted the presence of God. You know how to host the presence of God. You know how to invite the Lord in. And when you look back, you will see how God has used you to heal so many and to bring deliverance and wholeness to so many. You just do the work. You focus on the work, and everything that you need personally and individually will be taken care of. I'm going to unmute you, Jennifer. Anything you want to pray for, we'll pray. There you are.
Wow. That was, yeah, I felt the Holy Spirit on that one.
Thank you, Father.
Yeah, I've been praying for a long time, and I said, Lord, I want that gift. And I want to pray for people. And I, so, yeah, that is my heart's desire. And I've been told, I've been told by many people that I'll have a healing ministry. So, yeah. Yeah. So,
thank you. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. I guess only, so when you were saying that you don't know if I need healing, I actually do need healing. So I'm like, Lord, you want me to have a healing ministry, but I need healing too. So if you wouldn't mind praying that the Lord would touch my health.
Yes.
And heal my body, because I got a lot of stuff going on.
Yes. God is miraculous. God is miraculous. God is miraculous.
Yes.
May this is where your healing ministry comes from. God is miraculous. All I hear is you do the practical and he will do the supernatural. Mm-hmm. You do the practical. You do what you need to do. This is what I, you do the practical and let him do the supernatural. You look inside yourself. But God is not outside. I always like to do that. I think this hinders some people from their from what they want and what they need and desire from God. God is not outside. Jennifer, God is inside. Look inside of you. Don't look outside. When you, many times when you close your eyes, you pray, everybody's praying to God out in the sky. The Bible says God within you. Inside of you, Jennifer. Inside. And then let that thing flow outside. When you pray, you look inside of you and you connect heaven to your body inside of you. The God is inside. Stop looking outside.
Mm-hmm.
We lift up our hands, but you focus on God inside. God is inside, and may God supernaturally show you that. Healing be unto you. It's yours. It's not. It's already yours.
Mm-hmm.
How else can God heal other people on the degree that he's going to use you to do it if you have not been able to overcome what you're overcoming, physically speaking?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Healing be unto you. Healing unto you. The Father heal you and hath made you whole. That's what I hear. Hath made you whole. The Father heal you. I was about to say, the Father heal you and made. No, I heard the Father heal you and hath made you whole. Hath made you whole. May you walk in that. May you apply that. And may you look inside of you. Inside of your being. You look inside of you. And you thank God. Thank you for healing me. And I can go forward and now heal others. You look inside of you. The Father hath made you whole. The Father hath made you whole. The Father hath made you whole. Wholeness be unto you. Wholeness be unto you. Father, I speak healing into her body. From the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Jesus, you said to ask, and it will be unto us. And may she receive. A lot of times it's hard to receive. Jennifer, receive it.
Mm-hmm.
Receive. 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 Receive.
Mm-hmm.
Receive. Receive, 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 receive. May this thing come to pass. May it come to pass. No pain. And I was just listening to a song today, Jennifer, that said, no pain, no gain. May you receive it. Take the pain away. And let it be all gain. You've experienced the pain. Now, God, let it be no pain. Receive it, Jennifer. Just receive in your being. I think that's what it is. Receiving. Receive. That this word can come to, that the healing can come to pass, because you got other people to heal and make whole.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Receive it. Receive it, Jennifer. Receive it. I don't even know why I singled you out and said that, you know, listen, I'm saying I know what I got. I pray for the people that are around you. And I remember saying, I ain't even talking about you. But you were the one that needed it also. God is amazing. Let him amaze you.
Mm-hmm.
You look on the inside. Don't you look outside. When you close your eyes, imagine God inside of you. That's where he is. That's the God. That's the personal, the amazing God inside. And you believe him.
Right.
You receive him. Receive it, Jennifer. Receive it. And if you got to call back and help us to tell us and we can help you receive it all over again, receive, Jennifer. Receive.
Mm-hmm.
That this thing can come to pass. God loves you. He wants to heal you and make you whole. There's other people that need, that's going to need your ministry. So, Father, we bless you. We thank you, God. You are amazing. Show her things. May God show you things, Jennifer. God, show her things. Make her laugh, knowing that this is the Lord's doing, knowing God is coming through for you. God is faithful.
Mm-hmm.
Just
yeah.
Receive. Sometimes it's hard for Christians to receive and we don't get it. And we wonder why. I prayed and it didn't happen. Sometimes it's because Christians have a hard time receiving. Just mm-hmm. receive it. Okay?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You got
I receive it in Jesus' name.
You got other people to take care of. Okay? You got
yes.
other people to take care of. You got other people
mm-hmm.
to take care of. May it be it unto you. Jesus said, ask. Be it unto the Father would do it. Be it unto you. God hath, he hath already made you whole.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Healing.
Yeah, thank you.
Be in your body.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I speak healing in your body.
Mm-hmm.
Never to be the same. The word of God make you, Jennifer, whole.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And amen.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. I receive it in Jesus' name.
All right.
Thank
All
you
right.
so much for praying, and God
yes.
bless you. And yeah, I pray you have a blessed rest of the show and a blessed night.
Thank you so much, Jennifer. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Good night.
All right. Have a good night. Thank you, Father. Thank you for Jennifer. Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. May she come back with a testimony. All right. I'm going to move to the next caller here that I have, and it's going to be, I have a 870415. Who am I speaking with and where you're calling from, please?
Hello, this is Shavonda from Arkansas.
Hello, Shavonda from Arkansas. Let me write your name down, Shavonda. Oh, all right now, Shavonda. Come on, Shavonda from Arkansas. Okay, I want to put you on mute, Shavonda, and I want to pray for you, and then I'll unmute you. If you have any requests, Shavonda, then we'll let you back in. Okay, we can pray about that, okay? Uh-oh, can you hear me, Shavonda? Hello,
yes, ma'am.
Shavonda? Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am, I have muted.
Oh, okay, gotcha. All right, let me pray for you, Shavonda, and I'll let you back in. Hallelujah. So, Father, we thank you and we bless you for Shavonda from Arkansas. Bless you, God. Mandora, thank you, Father, for who Shavonda is in the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Somebody slipped on a banana. Wait a minute. Hold up. I received that before for somebody. I'm not for sure what it is for you, though. God, we thank you for Shavonda. What would you have to say, God, tonight for Shavonda that we can bless her? Shavonda, I hear water is just flowing. Water's flowing. Butterflies, fruits and vegetables. I'm thinking vacation, a vacation, traveling somewhere to, traveling. You traveling somewhere like Jamaican, traveling somewhere Hawaiian. What's that other place? Traveling somewhere. Relaxation. A needed vacation. God carrying you. Something needful. God is wanting to bring you to the side and give you some time to just be stress free. Water is flowing. I mean, I don't know. Padre Island, the water, somewhere tropical. A tropical place. God is wanting to take you to like a tropical place, like relaxation. Just vacationing. Stress-free, nothing to worry about. Whatever you want on the vacation, you get. May God do that for you. Sometimes we don't realize that God is even in that as well. God is in that. The Bible says that Jesus took the disciples just for some leisure time, just to enjoy themselves. Just to enjoy themselves, to get away. And I don't know, maybe God will have something significant even on the vacation, but a vacation, relaxation, getting away, something out of the ordinary, something fresh and new be unto you. Shavat. I'm going to unmute you, and then we'll pray for anything you want to pray for, okay? Let me see here. I think this is you right here.
Yes, ma'am. To God be the glory. I have always wanted to, I need a break. I need a vacation. You might be able to get away for a couple of days, but it's not what I needed because I need to breathe. Just even if it's in peace and silent, but in the atmosphere. Just basically stress-free. And
yes.
I thank God for that. And only prayer we have is for my children in school and in their athletics and for my husband and family members.
Okay. So your children, how many children you have?
Two sons.
I'm sorry?
Two boys.
Two boys? Okay. What prayer for you? What can I ask you? You don't have to. Can I ask you what the boys' names are so we can pray for them?
Victor Jr. and Deshaun.
Oh, okay,
ma'am.
Victor?
Yes, ma'am, and Deshaun.
Okay. And then we'll pray for your husband afterwards. All right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We pray for Victor and Deshaun. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. Mando Rabba Carissa. Father, we bless you. You created Victor and Deshaun, God. You made them to be who they are. Manta. Hallelujah. I see one of them may be a business or a writer. Thank you, Father. I don't know which one that will be, but whichever one, writing. I see one of them like writing something. I don't know, writing lyrics, writing a story, writing poetry, writing something, and then turning that into a business or connecting that to a somehow going into business and I don't know, profiting off of that somehow. So we thank you, God, for that. We bless you, God. We speak prosperity upon Victor and Deshaun. We speak prosperity upon them. May they both be prosperous. Not Pepsi Cola, Matoraba, is one of them going to be a business in soda water, whatever that may be. There's potential there in these boys. These boys have business potential. They have business potential. Pepsi Cola. I don't even know what that has to do with your boys, but Pepsi Cola. They have potential. These boys have potential to be businessmen. Potential to be businessmen. You steer them and you help. You kind of guide them in that way. But maybe there's some contracts that's going to come about. I don't know if they're going to work for Pepsi Cola and then they'll move up and become great in that particular business or company, but God, we bless you. Pepsi Cola, a writer. These boys can be, success is up on them. They can be successful. They just have to be geared in the right direction. But something with business, Pepsi Cola and writing, in Jesus' name, Father, bring it to pass. Let these boys become everything that they can be. All of make it that they fulfill their total potential, that the mother will be proud and look and say, look at my boy. These are my boys. These are the babies that came out of my life. These are the boys that came out of my body. May they make you proud in Jesus' name. Business is upon those boys. Business. And may they make the best fathers as well. May these boys be the best fathers in Jesus. In your name, God. And then, Father, we pray for Siobhan's husband. We pray for your husband. We pray that he is a man that is happy with his family. He's well pleased with the family that he has. I love my family, says the man. My family. This is my family. My family. My family. May he be a man who stands for righteousness. Give him an understanding, God. Give this man an understanding of the things that he don't understand. Cause a light bulb to come on in his brain that he can see, know. That he can see and know what is there, what's not there. He can understand. He can perceive. He can comprehend. Cause him to see, to know what he did not know before. That he can be the man. The upstanding man that you have called him to be. May this man be able to teach other men. This is now, brother. That ain't what you do. You got to do it this way. You got to, no, that's not right. Bring him to such a great understanding. Whatever he understands, God calls him to understand more. That it will gear him in the right direction every single time. May this man be known for righteousness. May your husband, Siobhan, be known for righteousness. May he be known for taking the high road. May he be known for choosing that which is right, that which is godly. May he be known for that, whether he is now or whether he will be later. May he be known for that. May that be a part of him. And may God, you stamp him so hard with that righteousness that he cannot get away. He cannot separate himself from righteousness. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Oh, boy. I'm so full, but I just want to say, it's actually my oldest son. Last week, he was telling me that he was going to want to move to Missouri when he gets an adult and take me with him. And I was going through his notebook for school to make sure he didn't have any work, but I found, that's them in the background, I found some writing, and it was saying how thankful he was for his parents, and just a lot of stuff, and I was like, oh my God, boo-hooed, and I see them both as, you know, that engineering or that spirit, because
yeah,
they just, you know, they constantly, they love to, you know, do things. They don't want to do what everybody else do. They want to do the thing that is not popular at the time. And
yeah,
as far as my husband, when I was actually so young when I met him, we had our first son early, and that was my only prayer for God to have him, if that's who I was supposed to be with, for him to have a heart after God's own heart.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Oh God, thank you. I'm just full. I'm full.
God is good to you.
And it released a lot of little, you know, worries, or maybe, you know, God doesn't want us to be anxious, but that little anxiety, and it's like I see so much, is I can't do it, so it has to be God.
Yeah. Mm. Woo. Yes. Come on, Lord. Come on now. I mean, he spoke. He spoke. He spoke. He spoke. That's good. Very good. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. God is good to you. He is good to you. You watch the mowers. And I don't know whether it is a Pepsi Cola, but something later on in life. It'll be something. I'm telling you, something. Pepsi Cola, yes. Something. And writing something. So we thank you, Father, for that. We bless you, God. Yes, and your husband, I'm telling you, yeah, he will be everything that a woman like you needs him to be. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Your husband, there will become a moment where he can't even separate himself from righteousness, being right, choosing right, doing right, treating you right, treating you and teaching other men how to treat their wives. May this man be all of those things. Thank you. Your husband will be an example. He will be an example. And you watch and see your boys will even be good fathers as well. So thank you, God. Thank you, Father, for that. We bless you.
Thank you, Jesus. And God bless you, Miss Felicia.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm just boo-hooing up like it's happy tears. But God, and have a blessed night.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much. I'm already having a blessed night. Thank you, Shawana. Have a good night. Okay. All right. Okay. Here we go, you all. Let's see. Here we coming down. Okay. We're getting it on down, y'all. All right. So I'm going to go to the next caller here. I have a 305-200, actually.
Hey, Felicia. This is Don and Tanya from Florida.
Hey. Hey, Don and Tanya from Florida. Let me write your name down. Don't ask me why. I got to write it down all the time. So, hey, y'all. Thank you for calling in. All right, let's pray for y'all, and then we'll unmute you, and I just repeat myself so much. We'll pray for anything that you guys want to pray for. So we bless you, God, for Donald. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. Keep moving, Donald. Keep moving. I know some of you may feel like, well, I'm not doing much. Keep doing it. Just keep moving. I'm telling you, success is at the end of the road for y'all. Success, I'm telling you. Family, success is on you all. It's just on you. Keep moving. I'm not doing much. I'm okay. And maybe I didn't do this or do that. Just keep moving. Keep it moving. Don't stop. Keep it moving. Don't stop. Sometimes it gets tiresome. And sometimes you wonder, is this really going? Keep it moving. Little by little, and you'll see how you're gonna get there. You'll see. Keep it moving. Think not small of the little things, or think not little of the small things. Keep it moving. Family success is on you all. Keep it. I'm telling you, family success is for you. That's in your family. That's you all. Fam, not just. You, Donna, successful, not just, Tanya, family success is on you all. The whole family successful. Yes, it's hard work, but you got to do it. Your day of being able to just enjoy your labor is coming. It will come. And when you look back, you're going to say it was worth it. It will come. Yes, you got to put in the work. You got to discipline the boys. You got to do this. You got to go here. You got to do that. And, oh, Lord, keep it moving. You keep pushing for success. I'm telling you, family success is on you all. It's just there. Now, you can falter it if you don't put in the work. But just know, family success is up on you. Your family is to be successful. Not just you, the boys, individually. Are to be successful. Individually, I'm telling you, family success is there. And so just keep it moving in Jesus' name. I'm going to unmute you. We'll pray for anything that you want to pray for. Let's see here. Where am I? Uh-oh, I got to unmute the right person. Okay, there you go.
Amen.
Amen.
And I receive
Amen.
It.
We receive it.
Yeah. Wow. I stand on it. I believe it, and just motivation to keep going. Just like you said, sometimes you feel like, there's no movement going on, there's nothing going on. But I always have faith that God is doing something. Mm-hmm. He's doing mm-hmm. something in the background. And you always need that motivation to, you know, keep pushing, keep going.
Yeah.
And I think Randy had prophesied something similar like that. Like he had said, like a spirit of success.
Amen.
And,
that's confirmation.
Yes. So I get that. I receive it. I'm taking that.
Wow.
You know, and I'm just holding on to it, you know. And just like you said, I do understand and I do know, like, at the end of the road, you know, success will come or
Amen.
Blessings will come. But you know, I'm just so you always need that reminder sometimes.
Right, exactly. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes. Well, appreciate it.
Yes, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I see it. Notoriety is coming your way. You may not even care about notoriety, but it's going to be there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Notoriety will come. Mm-hmm. People will know your family. Your family is going to be known. People will know this family.
Mm-hmm.
You will be known. Your family will be known for success. Success.
Oh, wow.
This family will be known for success. You will see notoriety will be, it's coming as well. This family will be known for success. Hallelujah. This is a God thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is a God thing. Will be known for success. You'll see success. I, that's all I got for y'all tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got nothing else. If y'all ask me for something else, I ain't got it. All I got is success.
Yeah, we thank you. We thank you for that because, yeah, it has been a up and down season for
mm-hmm.
us. But, you know, just like you said, even before you even saying it, you know, I'm still keep trucking. I'm still keep going,
Amazing.
Keep pushing.
Mm-hmm.
And because I know in everything that God has a purpose. So I don't want to miss out on whatever God is doing. You know, at times, you get knocked off. You get, you know, you go through the motions. You go through.
Right.
You know, whatever you're going through, but at the same time, you know, you always got to get back on the horse and stay with it. And then, you know, just let that faith guide you. You know, the faith that you have in God, the things that he already done for you in the past, and you hold on to that, you know, and you go through because there's always lessons that he wants you to learn, like, in the process. So I receive it, like, whatever situation I'm in, whatever season it is, I just take it. I take the good and I take the bad, even though the bad is hard sometimes, but I take it because I just know that, you know, I might not know the purpose, but I just know that he's a purposeful God. So I know he's doing everything or he's allowing different things for a reason. And at the end of the day, you know, I just keep in my mind, sometimes we got to remind ourselves that, you know, we serve a God that he's a rewarder. You know, he rewards, you know, his people. He rewards his children. You know, you know, if we faint not, you know, we hold on. He's a rewarder. So I'm waiting for my reward. So,
yes.
So thank you. I appreciate you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're very welcome.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. Thank you all.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right. Well, you have a good night, Felicia.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much. Thank y'all.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye. Okay. All right. So here we go. I'm going to move on. I have, good. I think we're going to get everybody tonight. So I've got a couple more callers left. And thank you for hanging on. Hallelujah. All right. So we're going to move on to 321-230. Who am I speaking with and where you're calling from, please? Okay. 321-230. Where are you calling from? Who am I speaking with, rather? And where are you calling from? Okay. All right. I'm going to come back to you. Okay. 321. Okay. I'm going to take the last caller that I have here, looks like, and then I'll come back to you. 321. Okay. I'm going to mute you, and I'll come back. All right. Let's see. Okay. So the next, here I have a 662-806. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from? Ew. Is that it? Is the show done? Okay. I have a 662-806. Who am I speaking with? Oh, no. Okay. I'm going to come back to you. I'm going to go back to the one at the previous one. And I'll come back to you once more. Okay. And then if not, we'll go ahead and call it a night. Okay. So I have a 321-230. Who am I speaking with and where you're calling from? Okay. Okay. All right. I'm going to move on. Okay. Okay. I'm going to go back to the last one here. And then we will see if this is, person is available. And then if not, we'll go ahead and call it a show. Okay. I have 662-806. Who am I speaking with? 662-806. Okay. All right. Well, no one is there. Okay. No one's answering. So I thank you all for calling tonight. Thank you so much. Wait a minute. Unless they did not have their hands up. And if you didn't, I'm sorry. I apologize. You know, you go through these calls and sometimes you don't pay attention. I'm not paying attention. It's my fault. You know what? 321-230. You didn't even have your hand up. And I apologize for that. I'm so sorry. I wasn't paying attention. Please forgive me. And then 662-806, the same thing. I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention. That was my fault. So please forgive me. And if you ever call back, I hope that, I'm on and you allow me to pray for you as well as I did the others tonight. Thank you for listening. Thank you for hanging on. And thank you all for calling in. And thank you, Prophet Randy, for allowing me to do a show, trusting me to do your show correctly, to do your show with integrity, to do your show, righteously, if I could use that word. Thank you so much, Prophet Randy. Thank you again and again. I appreciate it. Thank you. I love it when you let me know, hey, you know, there's a show tonight. Felicia's on. But I love that. Thank you. Who don't like that? Who wouldn't enjoy that? Thank you all. I just can't appreciate you all enough. And thank you for being patient. And I think that's going to be it. Well, it is it. And you all have a good, good night. And I hope to talk to you all soon again or pray for you all soon again. All right. Bless you.